You're listening to Morning Edition on your NPR news station. This is 90.3 WBHM Birmingham and 91.5 WSGN Gadsden. I'm Andrew Yeager. Violent acts against a black church, such as Wednesday's shooting in Charleston, South Carolina, are perhaps felt more intensely in Birmingham. Birmingham is where Ku Klux Klansmen bombed the 16th Street Baptist Church in 1963, killing four girls. Arthur Price is pastor of the 16th Street Baptist Church. He spoke with WBHM's Rachel Lindley and explained how his congregation is responding to the news. Nine people at that church in Charleston died.
Sympathy, shock, sadness, sorrow for the horrific events that took place in Charleston, South Carolina.
President Obama, when he was speaking, he mentioned that the church was so inclusive and open and that they welcomed this young man into their Bible study. Do you think that this will cause people to be more cautious about welcoming outsiders into their churches?
I would hope not, because the church should be open for anyone who comes in. I mean, we had some visitors that came to our Bible study, and never did we think that they were going to be a threat or a threat to our congregation. I'm quite sure the same went through the minds of the pastor and that congregation. They were glad to see people that wanted to come to study the Word of God, to be with the people of God, to offer up prayers to God. And you would never think that someone would do such a senseless, heinous act as this.
You are the pastor of a church that had to rebuild after a horrific event, the 16th Street Baptist Church bombing. From your own experience working in a church that has had to rebuild after tragedy, what will happen next for this church?
In our situation, the Sunday school lesson on that day was a love that forgives. And our congregation never knew that they would have to actually live that out in such a way in response to what happened here. 18 days after the I Have a Dream speech, 18 days after Dr. King proclaimed he had a dream and that he didn't want his children judged by the color of their skin, but the content of their character, bomb goes off at this church after a Sunday school lesson, love that forgives, youth day. Four girls killed, many others are injured during that day, and the reconciliation process began during that particular time. So a lot of this will come with time, but God is able to heal hurts.
And are you planning any special sermons or prayers or gatherings here at the church?
We haven't planned anything special, but we'll speak about it on Sunday. We have events going on at the church tonight, ministry events that will continue to take place because we're not going to allow an act of terror to stop us from doing what God has called us to do.
Do you think the events in Charleston will change the way churches do things in any way?
It'll cause churches to pause and to review some of their procedures. I mean, already churches have security on site. I mean, we have a security officer on our Sunday mornings and our Wednesday evening events. So we'll begin to look at some of our procedures. I think churches will do that, but will churches close and will churches not be inviting and welcoming to outsiders? I don't think churches will do that.
Reverend Price, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you.
It's Reverend Arthur Price of the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham. He spoke with WBHM's Rachel Lindley about his congregation's reaction to Wednesday's shooting at a historically black church in Charleston, South Carolina. The attack left nine dead.